What a difference a few days make. The week started off with a sharp drop in the stock market after S&P lowered its outlook on U.S. debt. But today, stocks soared after several companies like Intel and Yahoo reported strong profits in the first 3 months of this year. The Dow Jones added 187 points, closing at 12,454. The S&P added 18 points, ending at 1,330. The NASDAQ increased by 58 points to 2,803. It wasn't just the stock market that shot up today. Oil prices did too, by more than $3. Since January 1st, the price of oil has jumped 20%. And anyone who drives knows that gas prices are higher too. According to the Energy Department, a gallon of gas now costs 25% more than it did 4 months ago. It's a troubling backdrop for the New York Auto Show, which opens to the public on Friday. Automakers are also concerned that last month's earthquake and tsunami in Japan will affect supplies of cars and trucks. Industry analyst Jesse Toprak with TrueCar says only one part has to be missing for production to grind to a halt.
And a lot of the microchips are made in Japan, and there's at least one part for almost every car that's made in the U.S. That relies on a part that comes from Japan.
Toprak says car buyers could see higher prices in the weeks ahead, especially for vehicles made in Japan for the U.S. market. Sales of existing homes rose in March compared to February, but the reasons don't give much hope that the housing market is really recovering. The National Association of Realtors says 4 in 10 homes sold last month were either in foreclosure or were a short sale. That's where the bank agrees to accept less money than is owed on the mortgage. Increasingly, it is investors who are doing the buying, paying all cash for inexpensive homes. Joining me to talk about the state of housing is Chris Mayer, a real estate professor at Columbia Business School. Welcome to the Financial 411.
Hi, Amy.
You know, you hear stats like this, foreclosures continuing to drag down the housing market, but this has been a crisis since, 2006, 2007, and we still haven't gotten a handle on it. How come?
This is a really, really hard problem. Actually, if you look in the day, you can even see foreclosures growing in 05 to start to jump up from a low. And I think it is handcuffed what I think are policymakers that have tried many approaches to dealing with it. Fundamentally, we've treated homeowners differently than we've treated almost every other group in this sort of crisis. And unfortunately, I think homeowners have been treated worse. We've made it much harder for them to deal with their debt than businesses or, you know, commercial real estate borrowers or others. And we continue to pay the price for that.
Several state attorneys general are negotiating a deal with mortgage lenders and servicers that reportedly would include reducing loan balances for some homeowners, providing some of that help you're suggesting they need. Do you know what the status of these talks are?
So I'm not sure anyone knows what the status of the talks are, including the principals themselves, because you have a lot of different political views among the state attorneys general. If I were stepping back a little bit, I actually feel like this is sort of our last best hope to get some more fundamental reforms. From my perspective, I wouldn't necessarily focus on using the settlement to reduce the balances for a small number of borrowers, but I would instead try a broader policy, which is to impose financial penalties on servicers if they do not successfully modify mortgages, which is, I think, a variant on something we've tried but not as effectively as we could.
And what would something like that, what effect would that have on the housing market?
Well, you know, we have at the moment about 4 million people who are 60 days or more delinquent on their mortgage. You know, we're at an annualized rate of 5 million homes 5.1 million homes in this latest number. That's almost 80% of a year's worth of inventory is still sitting in the foreclosure process. If we're going to see the housing market pick up, we're going to have to turn some of that back. And some of these people, you know, we're not talking about people who walked away at the first signs of trouble. People who are in their homes now have been, you know, making many or most of their mortgage payments for years. These are not just sort of the irresponsible people that handed the keys back to the bank, you know, at the first signs of problems. So I do think that we should be working to keep some of those people in their homes. And the state attorneys general have a much bigger stick than other people have, and they have the ability to impose settlements or to agree to a settlement that might not have even been sort of legally legally approvable, but in fact would have been good policy and would be good policy.
Chris Mayer is the Senior Vice Dean at the Columbia Business School. Thanks for joining us on the Financial 411.
Great talking with you, Amy.
Get the 411 as a podcast. Go to WNYC.org. This is WNYC.